The Chicago Bulls clinched the ninth seed and will host a play-in game against the Atlanta Hawks. We're going to talk a little bit about that and how their season has played out against the Hawks thus far. DeMar DeRozan also apparently more than wants to come back to the Chicago Bulls. We're going to talk about why that may be the case. And lastly, we're going to look at all Alex Caruso finally qualifying for an all-defensive team. All that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host, Eric Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today. And the Bulls clinch the ninth seed in the Eastern Conference, and clinch, they will host a play-in game as well against the Atlanta Hawks with their win last night over the Detroit Pistons. Everything's now official. No more questions. We know exactly who they're going to play face. We know when, right? The Chicago Bulls do. They will host that game on Wednesday, next Wednesday, so they get a couple of days off after Sunday's game. That is the regular season finale on Sunday. So this is a game where, hey, it's important for the Bulls to lock in, man. We'll see what they're able to do against the Atlanta Hawks. The Bulls are such an up-and-down team, right, that, you know, their performance has not really been as consistent. Even the game last night against the Detroit Pistons, there were more than enough reasons to question if the Bulls were going to be able to do enough to come out on top against a team that only had 13 wins, two of those wins coming against the Chicago Bulls. But the Bulls took care of business. And now, not that they can necessarily shift their focus to the Atlanta Hawks, they know who they're playing. They still got two games left on the season, tonight against the Washington Wizards, Sunday against the New York Knicks. But the Bulls, when they head into that matchup against the Atlanta Hawks, they've been 2-1 against the Atlanta Hawks this season. And, you know, while the Hawks are playing much better and did play, to me, as a better team without Trae Young in there, Trae Young will be back when they do face off against them in the play-in. So that could go well, that could go bad. A lot of people are looking forward to Io DeSumo guarding Trae Young yet again. And, you know, that could be fun, but frustrating for Trae Young. He may pull out that little bit of patch of hair that he has left. The Bulls average 118 points per game against the Atlanta Hawks so far this season. And we know when the Bulls score, I believe it's over 115 points, they have a really damn good record. So, you know, those are all reasons why the Bulls could win this game, right? But we all know this is a Bulls team that their performance has been anything but consistent this year, as far as at least not consistently good, right? They played some really good games in there. They have an above 500 record for most of the season when you look at the way, basically since the end of December. But this is still a Bulls team that has just crapped the bed a lot, that's to the much of the chagrin and frustration of Chicago Bulls fans. And ultimately, I think a lot of people also look at this ninth seed as being another reason or something that AK could use to kind of not really make the necessary changes to this team this offseason to bet on continuity again, especially if they, God forbid, they win both playing games and make it to the actual playoffs, that eight seed against the Boston Celtics. It's going to be ugly, right? Or theoretically, it'll be ugly. But, you know, ultimately, the ninth seed, the fact that the Bulls are competing for something, I'm never going to crap on that, right? I want my team to compete for as much as my team can compete for. I want them to win as many games as they could win. I think when you look at the frustration, though, from Bulls fans, it's just, A, the draft pick gets worse, which, okay, neither here nor there. This is a draft in which it's a weaker draft in the sense of star-level talent, but you can get comparable talent probably anywhere between pick 5 and 18. You can get comparable talent with, you know, different flaws and things like that. So, you know, maybe that's not the biggest thing there. But the biggest concern, I think, for a lot of Bulls fans lies in the, is this just going to be another sign for continuity? We already got word last night. Kentucky hired the new coach. Shout out to Mark Pope on that one. It won't be Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan will be staying with the Chicago Bulls. We already know, and I told you guys, the Bulls aren't looking to move on from Billy Donovan. It's just that if Billy decides to take that Kentucky job, that things may change. So that's already another sign for continuity for this team. And as much as AK's used a little bit of success that the Bulls have had to really kind of excuse the lack of actions at times, that is one of the biggest concerns from a lot of Bulls fans. Now, you do have some Bulls fans that think this is, you know, that want to see their team win and even want to see their team go to the playoffs, regardless if they end up getting swept. It's like that, just that progression, right? And that you can't knock that thinking at all. You want to see your team progress. It just goes back to how that front office is going to use it. I've always said the play-in can have teams really confused on the fact of just how actually close they are to competing. And for a front office that already thinks it's been competitive, In 3 years that have just been a lot of disappointment for Bulls fans, of course that concern's there. But, you know, overall, like I said, the Bulls get the win. last night, which was a fun game to watch against the Detroit Pistons outside of anything else. You know, a little bit concerned about how many minutes are left that they're going to be played over these last two games because Billy didn't take the starters out early enough in last night's game. So look out for that over these two games with things all being locked in for the Chicago Bulls. Maybe Billy Donovan does look to kind of give the starters some rest, right, to make sure that, you know, they're still in rhythm, but not necessarily that you'd risk injury, right? So, you know, we'll see that. We already have a thin bench on top of that, so that's something else to look for. But on top of that, continuity play, right? We know that Billy Donovan now is coming back. We know the Bulls are going to be the ninth seed. They're going to host a play-in game. Jerry Reinsdorf gets his postseason revenue for at least one game as far as ticket sales. So those things happen. But DeMar DeRozan also announced that he wanted to remain a Chicago Bull, right? Came out and said this: I love ownership. I love everything about the city and the franchise, top to bottom. The front office, the staff we have, it's one of those places that gives me motivation to see everybody get what they deserve and feel what winning is like again. And make no mistake about it, and I've said this, DeMar DeRozan's performance has earned him another contract, period. Whether that's with the Chicago Bulls, if DeMar DeRozan gets another contract, it's not because of anything else other than he's earned it with his play. He's broken Wilt records here for the Chicago. He's on pace to be the clutch player of the year this season. DeMar DeRozan has done just about everything that you could ask for him to earn another contract. That is not to be ignored. Does he have his major flaws? Yes, he does. And guess what? Most 34-year-old players in the NBA are going to have some major flaws in their game, especially when they were never really the biggest defensive player, right? So, yes, DeMar DeRozan has those flaws. You run into then people asking, well, is he stifling the growth of the young players? I've always fought back and said, if you can only develop with no other veterans on your team, then you got to ask some questions there. But it's up to coaching to make sure that they still prioritize the development of the young players. And that's something as well that Billy Donovan, having his safety net of DeMar DeRozan, has been concerning for the Chicago Bulls. But again, those are all things that are outside of the play. The play is what dictates, at least to me, have you earned another contract? Then you start getting into those other things, and that determines, will you get another contract? What's the value of that contract? So DeMar wanting to stay is great, but what are you willing to stay for, right? That's the question that we need to ask themselves. And the Chicago Bulls do own, of course, the bird rights for DeMar DeRozan, meaning that they can pay him more than any other team can offer him. And there are only a handful of teams that can really offer DeMar DeRozan any type of really meaningful money, right? You look at the Pistons, they'll have that cap space. The Philadelphia 76ers, who only have three players under contract. The Utah Jazz, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the San Antonio Spurs, and the Orlando Magic are the only teams in the NBA this offseason, unless a major move is made by other teams, that can offer DeMar more than $20 million annually. And when you look at those teams, which ones make sense for DeMar DeRozan? Philly could, because we just don't know what Philly's roster is going to look like. And if they do strike out, they could definitely be looking for DeMar DeRozan to come in there with what he's able to give. So that makes sense there. I say Philly does make sense. The Pistons, I don't see them making sense unless they just want a veteran presence for their young team, that they have some talented young pieces in that core, but that team needs some direction. The OKC Thunder, I don't see it happening. They also have to save money for extensions coming up at some point in time. I don't see it happening. The Spurs, I think the Spurs are heading in a different direction. While DeMar DeRozan's playmaking ability and ball handling could be used there, I think they're going to be more prioritize a point guard. And then the Orlando Magic. Now, what I'm going to say about the Orlando Magic, though, a young up-and-coming team that may be interested in it, but I won't say that for sure, right? So when you look at it, the Philadelphia 76ers, maybe the Utah Jazz, depending on how they try to maneuver their offseason, probably make the most sense for DeMar DeRozan. Now, other teams could get involved in the DeMar sweepstakes if they're willing to do a sign-in trade and bring in DeMar by giving up pieces and facilitating that with the Chicago Bulls. But all signs are pointing to DeMar probably staying a Chicago Bull. And that is another thing with that continuity piece that we worry about. And, you know, I talked about it in a couple of episodes ago, you know, talking about that Joe Cali article with AK's blind spots. DeMar DeRozan seems to be one of those blind spots for the team. But again, you can have much worse blind spots than that. So it's leading to an interesting offseason and a dynamic where it's going to be like, okay, what are you paying DeMar? How many years are you paying him for, right? Because if it's like 22 to 25 million over 2 years, I'm not as bothered by that. But if it gets to where it's that money over 3 years, over 4 years, it's like, what are we doing, right? And is DeMar looking at the landscape, looking at where the Chicago Bulls are headed, looking at how much more the Bulls do need to truly be a competitive team, is he willing to take less for the Bulls? And, you know, while I don't have that answer for sure, I could say this based off what I've seen. If the Bulls were far apart on years and money with DeMar, that doesn't sound like a player that's willing to take a cut to stay on this team and to give the team a little bit more assets, give them a little bit more leeway under the luxury tax. So it doesn't seem like that. I can't say that for sure. You never know what DeMar's agent and the Chicago Bulls are going to end up working out. It can much, very much so play out like the Nikola Vucevic contract last year, where, you know, there was no talks potentially from Vooch and the Bulls, and then they were able to work something out before free agency officially opened. Vooch never officially hit the free agent market, the open market. So it could be a scenario like that. I think that, you know, DeMar can use, you know, his performance in the fourth. He can use how much this team does need him as things. Like, I would say that DeMar probably holds the power in those.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Negotiations, unless the Bulls just want to play hardball and they look at it and say, nah, listen, we are fully prepared to take a step back. I don't believe that. But if they were to go to that negotiation table, that's probably the biggest thing that they have to play. But, you know, in an offseason where it seems like the Bulls are still going to be looking to move on from Zach LaVine, DeMar, I think, kind of holds a lot of that power. But that remains to be seen. We'll see where it goes. We'll see, you know, this offseason, if DeMar DeRozan ends up staying the Chicago Bull and for how much, because that's going to be a key thing in that as well. And maybe, just maybe, it ends up being a beneficial deal for both the team of where they are now, where they're going in the future, and for DeMar DeRozan and what he needs and wants. So, you know, we'll end up seeing what happens with that one. But also yesterday's game, with playing the minutes that Alex Caruso played, playing over 20 minutes, he is now locked in his eligibility for a defensive first team. And, you know, it's crazy how they added the 65-game rule, but then they also added another layer that you have to play at least over 20 minutes in those 65 games, which is what brought it into question if Alex Caruso was going to be qualified for that. He even said, you know, after the game, he would have stayed in some games longer earlier in the season had he known about that extra wrinkle to the rule. But when you look at Alex Caruso and his bid for an all-defensive first team, I would just go far as to say this. He's a better defensive player last year than what he was last season. Alex Caruso leads the league in deflections per game. He's second in total deflections on the year. He's third in steals and fourth in steals per game. He's the only player in the NBA with more than 100 steals and 70 blocks. Caruso is a plus 3-4 on the defensive estimated plus minus and fifth overall, but first in players that qualified for games with the minutes limit. Alex Caruso's on pace to being the all defensive first team. And honestly, if it wasn't for the lack of winning by the Chicago Bulls, he would absolutely be in conversation for defensive player of the year. That is the type of season that Alex Caruso is having right now. He's having a great season. He's in the 86th percentile of block rate. He's 2.8 steals rank him in the 96th percentile of steals. Everything that you look to measure, a defensive player, Alex Caruso is excelling and at the top of the line in most of those stats and areas. Alex Caruso has earned being all defensive first team. And like I said, had the Bulls not had the slow start and been more towards a 45-46 win team, Alex Caruso not only deserves an all defensive first team, he would be in the conversation. Not saying that he would win, but he would be in the conversation for defensive player of the year. And that goes back to, we do have Bulls that are going to be finalists for some postseason awards, right? DeMar DeRozan, probably going to be the clutch player of the year. Alex Caruso, absolutely going to be. Now that he's qualified, he's going to be on the all-defensive first team. This is right at home. It's going to happen. Kobe White's going to be a finalist for most improved player. I think with the slump that he had since the injury, things like that, the way that Tyrese Maxey has played, Maxey's probably going to get it. And it is what it is there. But the Bulls, when you look at the season, those individual accolades, they've been good. They've been great to see. And I'd say what, if Ayo Dosunmu had the season that he had once he moved into the starting lineup for the full season, he would also be a finalist for most improved player. And look out for Ayo Dosunmu. Depending on what the Bulls do with Zach LaVine, if Ayo is a starter next year, next to Kobe White, and plays this way the entire season that he has, and God forbid he increases his game even more and adds something to it, Ayo Dosunmu's also going to be in most improved player of the year conversation next year. So, you know, those things, hats off to those guys. I'm glad that Alex Caruso has qualified for something that he has earned. He has earned the right to be on all defensive first team through his effort. He's also upped his game off that offensive standing as well. Alex Caruso deserves everything that's coming for him this offseason, and I mean that wholeheartedly. It's been great to see. And when people say things like Alex Caruso doesn't fit this team or things like that, you know, that we got to see what happens with that, right? And, you know, there's going to be some natural conversation on, is this the time for the Bulls to strike if they're going to move Alex Caruso? Because, listen, you come off two defensive first team seasons, you can get a nice package deal back for Alex Caruso if that's what they look to do. But listen, I hope that Alex Caruso signs an extension with the Chicago Bulls. What he brings to the culture here, how he helps up things, and again, you do need some veterans, even if you do go younger on your roster. Alex Caruso is that type of player, man. And I would love to see Caruso stay here long-term for the Chicago Bulls. But, you know, if they were to try to move him, there's that thought process there too. So, you know, we'll see what the Bulls do. I don't think that AK is going to get too creative. I expect another offseason of continuity. I know that's going to strike a lot of Bulls fans weird, and that's going to upset some people. But that's where things like are shaping up to. But with that said, let's get off that. Shout out to Alex Caruso for qualifying. We also have to talk about injury updates. So Andre Drummond did get an MRI yesterday. It's some type of imaging. I believe it's an MRI. And it came back clean. So that's a good sign. So basically what that means is Andre Drummond on his ankle. And so that came back clean. So what that means is that it's basically a high-grade ankle sprain is what Andre Drummond is dealing with. Now, there's still no timetable for his return. Andre Drummond very well could still miss the rest of the season, right? Very bad ankle sprains, high-grade ankle sprains can put you out a couple of weeks. And considering that we got only a few days left in this season, we do play the first playing game in less than a week from today. There's a possibility that we don't see Andre Drummond back this game. And, you know, Billy Donovan, to his credit, did play Adama Sanogo 10 minutes. Wasn't like a great 10 minutes, but it wasn't super bad either. But we would like to have Andre Drummond back, right? Especially if you want to try to win some of these playing games. So, you know, if Andre Drummond's going to miss the last two games of the regular season, but he's going to be healthy by the playing game, that's the most important thing at this time, right? So no timetable. It's good, though, that he avoided any type of major injury. So that's the really good part there. And so, you know, prayers off to Andre Drummond that he's able to heal quickly enough and get back there on the court with his teammates, who I'm sure he wants to be out there with. I would assume will also miss his second straight game, and he has no timetable for his return either. Now, that it could be really big for the Bulls, especially in the play-in, facing the Atlanta Hawks, who I would assume does a great job against Trae Young, right? He does a great job against a lot of guards, not just Trae Young, but, you know, that Trae Young sonship is there. So, you know, those are the updates to those two guys that we need. Right, especially if you want to try to go far, make it out this play-in tournament, we're going to need those guys to be on the court. And so, you know, hopefully they have speedy recoveries. But the biggest thing is get the recovery done. Don't rush it. There's no need. Everything's locked in now at this point. There's no need to rush them back for any type of regular season play. The key focus needs to be getting them healthy to get them on the court by that playing game if time allows. So that's the most important thing as well for this team. But I did want to give those injury updates. But now, moving into the last topic for today, we do have a game today against the Washington Wizards. And this is a team with the Washington Wizards that average 113 points per game. They're, again, not even top 15 offensively in the NBA, but they have a potent enough offense. And we've seen ourselves struggle against them before, where we've lost a game most recently to the Washington Wizards. So you can't overlook that. But the Wizards are also the worst defensive team in the league. They average allowing 123 points per game on the season. That's 3 points worse than the next team. That's the Utah Jazz that allow 120. The Washington Wizards are a team that's susceptible defensive, right? We know that. But the Bulls still, as we've been saying, have to lock in defensively if they want to win this game. But I think the most important thing, too, is make it out this game with no more injuries, right? So that's the thing as well. Like, this isn't really kind of meaningful games for the Chicago Bulls in a sense, right? Because everything that they have left to achieve is already locked in. Now, the Bulls, if they do win the final two games, would finish the season 40-42, tying last year's win mark. So, you know, maybe that's something that they're looking to do if they can. But again, I hope that we don't see the Bulls players playing very much minutes down the stretch of the game. If you haven't locked in, and even if you don't, sit your starters, rest them as much as you can. And that means you're playing way worse players when you look at the fact of how many players we have out with injury and how many are already going to have to step up and play a role for the Bulls. But I think ultimately over these last two games for the Bulls, the thing that I would love to see them prioritize is health, right? Prioritize that. I'm not saying sit them completely, don't let them play in the game, but mitigate those minutes to where again, you're not really risking much injury. Don't be Tom Thibodeau out there, Billy Donovan. This isn't the time to be Tom Thibodeau. This is not the time to do that, right? That would have been earlier in the season. And I'm meaning that defensively. But this is not the time to try to be Tom Thibodeau, Billy Donovan. So hopefully he's not. Hopefully, you know, regardless of what that outcome looks like, and I know some people will say, oh, well, you're lost to the Wizards again. But if it comes via getting rest and preparing for that play-in, I think that's the most important thing. We saw Billy Donovan last night, probably because of the lead that the Bulls gave up, want to play those starters late into the game. This point, you got everything locked in. I think let's go ahead and take care of that business. And yeah, let that be what it's going to be. But we'll see how the Bulls face off tonight against the Washington Wizards. I will not be on the post-game show tonight. I got some family business to take care of. So you will not see me in my face again till Saturday morning for the mailbag. So you guys look out for that. But, man, I love you guys. Make sure you guys are following the show at Bull Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns. BullCentralPod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, thanks to you guys. And like I've been trying to say before we end the show, if you're on the YouTube side, go over to Apple Podcasts, go over to Spotify. You can hit subscribe there if you want to, but leave a 5-star review for the show. Since you can't leave reviews on YouTube, use Apple Podcasts, use Spotify, leave a 5-star review. If you're on the podcast side, go over to YouTube, Chicago Bulls Central there. Hit the subscribe button there to help the channel grow. But like I like to end everything on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.